The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Jonathan Healy filling in for Pat this morning. Good morning to you on this lovely sunny morning here in the south. Hopefully it's nice where you are. Is it sunny where you are, Sinead?
It is blisteringly sunny. I haven't been out yet, so I can't necessarily equate it with heat, Jonathan. We always get disappointed with one or the other, don't we?
No. We'll just you're doing what I'm doing, which is looking out the window going, yeah, it looks quite nice. We've had loads of texts, Sinead Ryan, about this conversation around the tuition fee, the administrative fee, whatever you want to call it. It went from 3 down to 2. Now it looks like it's going back up to 3, possibly 2.5 is what we're thinking is going to happen. I'm going to read some of the text before I get to it because I still think this is very good value. And I know I'm kind of in a minority on that, but some listeners are getting in contact. One says, as a mother who has children in third level and also as an administrative worker at a university, students complaining about beans and toast while awaiting their Susie grant. From my observations, there's no problem on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night in the college bars. No shortage of money there. The university courses are far too long, with some courses having as little as 5 to 6 contact hours a week. Some degrees could be achieved in 2.5 years. And too many lecturers also in third level, and the standard not good heretofore. A frustrated taxpayer who's always paid fees and got no grant either, in exclamation marks there. Student costs, you're wrong. What about the 5k per year cost for accommodation? What about food for the week when they take on household income for Susie is wrong too. Fees should be free in the accommodation. Hold on a second now. Accommodation. We're talking about people who are 18, 19, 20, 21. At the state accommodating them, which way? I have 2 children in Irish universities. Didn't realise what good value it was until I'm now paying 9,650 sterling per year in the UK. Irish people get home fees in England. Not only is our education in Ireland ridiculously good value, it's very high quality as well and accessible for everybody. And one more, and I'm finishing up on this one, Sinead, because they start by saying, I agree with you completely, Jonathan, which is my favourite thing to start any message with. Great value for an undergraduate degree in Ireland. Too many people here want everything for free. Sinead Ryan of The Home Show and The Irish Independent. Discuss.
Well, I completely agree with you too, Jonathan.
Yeah, well, let's just stop the interview there and we'll move on to another topic or someone will disagree with me. However,
I have to take issue with your first intro there, because students, third level students in Ireland, pay no fees whatsoever. What they do is make a contribution towards the cost of their education, and government is quite strong on that point. So it's called the student contribution. Now, when you compare it with countries, including the UK, and notably anywhere on in across America, you are going to find that this is virtually free. €3,000 to train an undergrad based on the Susie grant means that anybody on a mid-level income, so that's up to €50,000 a year, can educate their son or daughter for free. So it really is a very generous system. And I find that sometimes people don't apply for Susie because they think, like a lot of the means tested stuff in Ireland, you have to be on social welfare to get it. You have to be on benefits to get it. Not so. 50% of students come under some or other of the Susie grants. And I would encourage everybody to apply for it. If it's too late, you can apply right up to the start of college. And if I can just bust a few myths, Jonathan, you do not need to know what course you're going on. You don't have to have your results. And when it is made directly to the college that you have selected when the CAO offers come out in August. And by the way, can I just, before we go any further, because this is where people get struck up in the system, it is the student applying for their grant, not mum, not dad. You're 18, mm-hmm. You're grown up, and the system treats you as such now.
And you should kind of get used to it, because that's what you're going to be doing for the rest of your life. And even for mom and dad, if you have 2 or more children in full-time education, that there's other ways in which you can claw a bit of it back.
Well, there is, but in terms of the Susie grant, it also benefits if you have siblings, because, you know, they might be very annoying when you're doing the Leaving Cert, but actually it's brilliant now, because the more siblings that are in the family, the more children are in the family, the more likely you are to get the Susie grant, because allowances are made for each child still in education, in any form of education. So the thresholds are increased by a chunk of money for each child. So it's really beneficial to apply. Even where you don't, you can get tax relief. It's called tuition fees relief. And you can get this for any amount over 3,000 a year. And that amount is not coincidental. So any amount you're paying, say, to a private college or to any public university, you can get 20% back on that, up to 7,000 euros per year, per student, per course. It's really, really well worthwhile applying for it. So if you've got a child, let's say, just one child doing undergrad in a public university, you're not going to get anything back on tax relief because the 3,000 euros comes in under the threshold. But if you have a second child or you've mum or dad doing a master's, well, then you absolutely qualify for that and should apply for it. And you'll get up to 800 quid back from revenue for having that second child in education.
By the way, if mum and dad are doing a master's, then you see the actual cost of education because they don't get the little grants that the undergrad does. A lot of people are conflating the accommodation issue with the administrative fee issue, Sinead. Two messages on this. College fees might cost 3,000, but student parents are being exploited when it comes to accommodation. It's like a second mortgage. And someone else says, it's not enough that our students cannot get affordable accommodation. My daughter was in campus accommodation. It was 6K last year. Wasn't selected in the lottery this year, so the only accommodation available to her is 12K. Now, I do have immense sympathy for people who find themselves in that situation. So if they're not living near a university, whether it is in Dublin or Galway or Cork or whatever, that, you know, if they have to travel, that the cost does start to go up. But I'm not sure, and maybe I'm wrong, I'm not sure that's the state's responsibility.
Well, it's really not, because remember, people make very careful selections on their CAO. And while we might think, oh, it's all points based, I'll put the best points one at the top, people are making far more strategic decisions than that. They're saying, look, it saves me an awful lot of money if I go to the local university rather than the one in Cork or Dublin or Belfast or whatever. SUSE does allow what's called a maintenance grant. So if you live more than 30 kilometres and then secondary more than 45 kilometres from your university, they'll pay you a monthly stipend. And now it won't pay for the accommodation. Let's lose the run of ourselves. But you can get anywhere from 612 to 4,300 euros a year just to help defray costs. And again, it's well worth applying for that. And beyond that, I mean, look, accommodation is expensive for everybody. They're entering the public market, unless it's student-specific accommodation, like campus accommodation. You know, kids are entering the market like anybody else. I would say to people, like, what we all did, you know, or a lot of us did in our day, was look, like, don't, it's very nice to the thought of you having your own flat with a couple of flatmates. That's not always going to work out. Old-fashioned digs are a fantastic way of moving into somebody's house. And the rent-a-room scheme revenue was set up specifically.
Look at the lovely student accommodation they have with their own little private room. They may have to share a kitchen, God love them. But, you know, it's their own space. They need time, these poor creatures. They can't afford to slum it.
Well, that, of course, is a parenting issue, Jonathan, I would suggest, rather than an education issue. But the rent-a-room scheme, which allows people and people in university, homeowners in university towns particularly benefit from having somebody in, give them their own room, give them their own little bathroom. You can get up to 14 grand a year from the poor beleaguered students or their parents by renting out a room. Look, there are options. I would say to kids, get in touch with Spun Out, get in touch with your student supports, student beams, uni days, all the things that are going to give you little tweaks and discounts and helps towards the cost of education. But honestly and truly, if you're saying that free undergrad education for anybody earning up to the bones of 50 grand or more, you can earn up to 115,000 as a household and still qualify for some of the SUSE grants, that is peanuts compared with what is available in many other countries.
Absolutely. And people are giving us their opinion on this. The accommodation thing seems to be the biggest issue. I think that the state has been beaten up for the administrative fee because of the cost of accommodation. College needs to be subsidised, says this. It is subsidised, massively subsidised. Are you not listening to what we're saying? It is massively subsidised. Being educated, says the listener, equals paying more tax. Not being educated, paying less tax. Much more efficient to have qualified people in the country. But they're missing the point here, completely missing the point, Sinead.
Yeah, if you look at somebody, so most of the universities, all of the universities need to take a portion of their student body from abroad. So you'll see foreign students all over the place, usually doing the higher level courses. So the doctors and the dentists and the lawyers and all that. And the reason for that is because the subsidy, which is absolutely enormous, that is paid to families, paid on behalf of families, the universities will still say, look, that's not enough. We need to get in private fees. If you look at your son or daughter doing a bog standard degree and check what a foreign student sitting beside them is paying, it'll be three times that. It's massively subsidised. You know, and at some point we can't, like, you can't have a situation, Jonathan, where the government pays for every blessed thing that people want to do. I don't agree with that. And if you really, really feel that way, don't go to college. Do an apprenticeship and get paid, earn while you learn. It's a fantastic way of doing it. It's what I did. And there are options for everybody nowadays.
Yeah, the university costs, there's no requirements, as this listener, to attend university, apprenticeships, you can go to work, there's lots of different things out there, you can go to college later in your career. The idea of forcing every young person to third level doesn't really sit with me, because you learn throughout life, not necessarily in 3 years after you finish secondary school. Listener says, to be fair, huge numbers of third level students get a SUSE grant and don't have to pay the fees. I say this as a mum with two sons in college, and I do have to pay them, but my husband and I both have full-time jobs, and I feel people who can pay should pay. I'm a lecturer. I have many students who qualify for SUSE and other supports like subsidised creche fees for lone parents. I think we sometimes need to acknowledge that our government is doing a good job for the most part, and we have a fair and generous social welfare system. Oh God, that'll set a few people off when they hear that. Great Value says, this listener, if the student is living in Dublin or Cork and living at home, paying over €1,000 per month in accommodation is much harder. Throw in other expenses, it becomes very costly. The other side of this, and I hate to say this, but I'm not sure all students are working. As in, are all students taking jobs to subsidise this? Are they just going back to mum and dad and putting all the responsibility back on them to subsidise everything? Because that doesn't make much sense to me. Because if you're doing that, you're coddling them, Sinead.
Well, I don't know if that's the case or not. I mean, we have four kids that went through, and they all worked throughout university period because they simply had to. We are in a full employment economy at the moment. Our unemployment rate is about 4%. Like, anybody who wants a job, Jonathan, anybody can have one. And the ones that are available are the low-level student jobs, minimum wage, and I think that you wouldn't be doing a good job as a parent unless you held standards and values and said, this is how we contribute to our household in this family. I think it's absolutely important. And employers, by the way, who are getting these kids out at the other end of their degree are increasingly saying, look, they're not fit for anything. Nobody's told them how to work. Nobody's told them that they have to get up early in the morning and stay for a full day and learn on the job, because they will take experience over degree pretty much any day of the week.
It is interesting as well. And the one point that's being missed here is the dropout rate in third level in first year is very high. I don't have the exact percentage in front of me here, but people, for a variety of different reasons, choose the wrong course and have to change horses. Can you imagine if they had to pay full fees and change courses? Because right now it's easy to do it.
Well, there are some universities, actually, and I'm going to shout out Maynooth because it's the one I know about, whereby you can do in your first year for many courses, you can do two separate subjects. So ones that you kind of think you'd like to do, you qualify for both of them. And then at the end of the first year, you can take a veer into one or the other. Now, flexibility like that is fantastic. I'm not sure it's fair asking any average 18-year-old heading into their leaving cert, the most frightening exam they'll ever do in their life, and saying you have to know what you want to do. You have to be across this. You don't have to be across it. Why should you? And look, there is value, and this is my mammy hat now rather than my consumer hat, there is value in getting a degree. You know, and like having, because so many companies offer graduate programs, they don't care if the degree is in needlework and fishing. As long as it is something that they can tick their box on their form, then you get in, then you learn, then you say, this is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to do further education along that line.
Well, I'm delighted to say that your degree in needlework and fishing managed to get you to the point at which you present the home show here on News Talk. Look at you now. Look at me now, ma'am. Sinead Ryan of the Irish Independent and the home show. Thanks so much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.